has joined.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedula Chumincha, Lati, Terura, Alapet Gimel, Yutap Sadi, Tabel Rinat, Amcha Sagbenu, Aharenu. No ra Ufreshayan Sintet Nun Na Gibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalit Yud Kashin Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sitkatcha Tamid Amen. Betet Resh, Tzadi Taf Gimel. Pasin Kadosh, Berov Tuvcha, Nael Adata, Tet Kuf Bet, Tet Nunayan. Yachid Ge'e, Lamcha Pene, Zokre Kidu. Yud Gimel Lamed, Pei Zayin Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Tziakatenu, Yodea Talumot, Shin Kufav, Tadi Yud Ta. In the eighth verse of the Anabakoach, we say in a whisper. And we will now do L'Shem Yehud. L'Shem Yehud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bidkilu Urchimu Udkilu Udkilu Urchimu Le'achda L'Shem Yudhe Bavape B'Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Amadunai Elohino Elena Maseya Denu Kunane Elena Maseya Denu Kunane. Today we are reading the second Aliyah, which consists of seven verses, chapter 26 of Genesis, verses 6 to 12. We know the number 7 connects to the 7 days of creation. Connects to the 7 continents in the world, 7 seas in the world, but it's all related to the 7 lower Sephirot. Verse 6. Vayishalu anshe hamakom leishto Vayomer achoti tivki yarye Lemor ishti ben yaharbuni Anshe hamakom al rivka kitovat mare Vayhi ki arku lo sham hayamim Vayashke vavi melech Melech filishtim ba'ad hachalon Layar vahine yitzhak Metzahek et rivka ishto Vayikra avimelech Leitzach vayomer Achine Ishtecha Hivyech Amarta Achotihi Vayomer Ela Rav Yitzchak Ki Amarti Pen Amut Alecha. Vayomer Rabbi Melech, Mazot Asita Lanu Imat Shakav Achad Ha'am Et Ishtecha Veheveta Aleinu Asham. Vayitzav Rabbi Melech Et Kol Ha'am Lemor Hanogea Vayish Hazeh Uvishtomot Yumat Vayizra Yitzhak Baretz Tahi Vayimta Bashana Tahi Mea Shearim Vayavarakehu Adonai Yoahe Adanu.
Has joined.
Yoahe Gawanu Heyo. So we will now read the English translation. Verse 6, and Isaac dwelt in Gerar. One way of translating the word Gerar, which is Gimel Resh Resh, is that it's the head of the stranger. Because the word ger means stranger, means convert. And the resh is the head, the rosh. Verse 7. And the men of the place asked about his wife, and he said, she is my sister, because he was afraid to say, she is my wife. Because he said, lest the men of the place kill me because of Rebekah, for she is of comely appearance. And it came to pass, when he had been there for many days, that Abimelech, the king of the Philistines, looked out of the window, and he saw, and behold, Isaac was jesting with Rebekah, his wife. This phrase, out of the window, has come to be explained as far-seeing, which is it's a modern term. It's in a meditation you travel so that you can see distance and see what's happening in another part of the world or with other people in another part of the world or another location. And so what the verse is saying is that he was meditating. He saw that Rebekah and Isaac were husband and wife, and they were jesting, which is a code word for intimacy. So Abimelech called Isaac, and he said, behold, she is your wife. So how could you have said, she is my sister? And Isaac said to him, because I said, lest I die because of her. Isaac is saying that I was afraid of the people. They saw how beautiful my wife is. They would kill me so they would be able to have her. And Abimelech said, what have you done to us? The most prominent of the people might easily have lain with your wife, and you would have brought guilt upon us. And Abimelech commanded all the people, saying, whoever touches this man or his wife shall be put to death. course, this is all very strange because Abraham and Abimelech have an agreement for Abimelech and his children and his grandchildren. They have an agreement of having peace between them. But I guess that agreement did not cover Isaac. And Isaac sowed in that land, and he found in that year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. That's the end of the reading, and we clearly have some time today to go over some of the other aspects. Of our morning prayers. Right after we say the Modani, our instructions are to go to the bathroom.
Has joined. And
we have many ways of describing that in genteel terms. But the major item that is to be done is to wash our hands. Usually we will have some form of going to the bathroom, either a bowel movement or urinating. But the main issue is that we wash our hands and we say a blessing when we do this. The blessing we say consists of 13 words. Baruch atah Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu Al Netilat Yadayim. You count the words, there are 13. So the purpose of the washing is the cleansing. What we are taught is that when our soul leaves at night while we're sleeping, an impure spirit hovers over the body and literally takes possession of the body. And that in the morning when the soul comes in, it has to fight its way back into the body. And as it does so, the last part of the body that the impure spirit leaves is the hands. And so the only way to remove that impure spirit is through washing of the hands. And it's said to not touch your eyes, not to touch your face, not do anything until your hands are washed. Now, the washing for cleansing is done in a very, very specific ritual. We use a two-handed cup. We pick the cup that we filled with water. We pick the cup up with both hands. We release the right hand, holding the cup in the left hand, and then we pour once on the right hand, from the wrist to the fingers. We change the hands of the cup, so we're now holding the cup in the right hand, and we pour on the left hand, from the wrist to the fingers. We repeat this cycle 3 times. Right, left, right, left, right, left. We put the water down, the the vessel, the two-handed cup down. We lift our hands to the level of our eyes, and that's when we say the blessing while looking at our hand, or our hands, plural. The English translation of this blessing: blessed are you, Lord our God, the King of the world, who has sanctified us with his mitzvot and obliges us with the washing of the hands. There are a number of kavanot that we need to have as we do this action. The first objective is to cleanse and wash away all the negative forces that cling to our hands from the night. To connect ourselves to the cause and seed level of reality in a proactive way, and not just the effect, the reactions. And three, to detach ourselves from the energy of a need being poor, which is the first letter of the last three words, Al Netilat Yadayim. The first letters are Ayin Nun Yud, which is Ani, which means poor. And by moving away from poorness, we connect ourselves to richness, which is the word Ashir. And the way we connect to the Ashir is the last three words of the blessing, Al Netilat Yadayim. We take the last two letters of each of those words. The gematria is the same as Ashir, which is joy or rich. So we removed poorness and connect to richness, all in those same words, Al Netilat Yadayim. Does anyone have any questions?
I have a question.
Go ahead, Martha.
One was, is there a tradition? And when a husband and wife would enter a city that they would always want to kill the husband and take the wife. What brought on that tradition, and why is that?
I really have no idea. The Bible speaks about it with Abraham, and it speaks about it with Isaac. It does not speak about it with Jacob. So I don't know if that was a well-known effect when you traveled with your family. I'm really not sure of its source.
Was it just that they looked at the women with great beauty only and not other women that didn't have great beauty or
warm? Well, as we know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, so I'm not sure that really applies. So I can't, again, I can't say what is the reasoning behind it. I mean, it implies that women were chattel. And if the husband was dead, then they became, you know, anybody's property. But again, I'm not familiar with all of that history. It's a good question you're asking. And I imagine if we go on the internet, we would be able to get some math, some things, ways to answer that from some writing somewhere. But I really don't know.
You know,
and I don't know if it wasn't true with Jacob as well. It's a good question.
You know, hello, that's what I understand where the burqa got started. Now they say it's religious reasons, but the story was that a king was riding by and he had seen this beautiful woman. And he went ahead, I think he had the husband killed, and then he married the woman. But to keep her from other men from seeing her beauty, he had her wear a robe from head to toe so that no one else could see her beauty. And that's how I understand the burqa got started.
I have also heard that, Brandy. And again, it's just, I don't know if it's a fable or if there's truth to it.
Well, in the eye, they would bring the woman to the king, but the king's servant would find her and then bring him to the king. So if the eyes of the beholder, the king may not have seen him as beautiful, but the other one did. they killed husband for the eyes of the beholder.
Right, for no reason, but who knows?
For no reason, and the king rejects the woman and kills her for nothing, you know? I don't understand, it's kind of a strange thing to happen, but, you know, spiritual indications there that we don't quite understand.
It's a good question. I agree. I'm reminding you that in addition to our normal classes today, in our 7 o'clock class tonight, the late class is Rosh Chodesh Connection. The month of Kislev, because tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, tonight and tomorrow. And our 11 a.m. class is going to be the continuation of the sickness and healing class that we did a few weeks ago, that we needed to have a discussion of Kashrut, which is now relatively complete. So we will backtrack to the second part of the healing and sickness. And of course, our Deep Zohar class as well at 4:30. I bid you all have a beautiful day, good week, Shavuot Tov, and Kodesh Tov. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom.
Shalom
Gadol.
British Cove.